Hey, I'm feeling much more myself these past few days, this past week, and I guess now would be a good time to introduce what this is. This is an audio journal where I sit down once a week and hit record, and I try and work out what's going on in my mind. I had a really bad blip with my mental health the last few months, and I think one thing that's crazy is now I'm kind of coming back to myself. I'm feeling much more in my own head. I'm realizing how much perspective I lost and just how warped my perspective was of reality, of possibility, of who I am. When I was really down in that spiral, and I'm incredibly lucky that I have a support system around me, that meant that I was protected in that time, that I was safe and really sheltered from what easily could have happened in a vulnerable time of just being in a precarious situation or being without home, you know? Yeah. So let's backtrack a little bit. I've been anxious my whole adult life. It's been the state of my mind that I so easily characterize this as my biggest enemy, my biggest ghost, my biggest monster. Yet at the same time, when I try and really pin down what it is, what is my anxiety, what is it, I kind of can't narrow it down. It's this like collection of narratives, of stories, of beliefs, of sensations, you know, a physical experience in the body that's terrifying and uncomfortable and scary. And it's been the thing that's held me back from finishing things, from achieving things, from living with a sense of lightness, you know? But this is just me, right? In my head, this is just me. It's me versus me. And, you know, there are so many things. And the thing is, right, so, you know, I think I'm just over a month now, or maybe just a month, being back on sertraline and SSRI, and that's leveled me out a bit. But there was, you know, and I'm sure I'll get into it as these audio journals go on. I should shut the window. I'm sure I'll get into it as these audio journals go on, but the last month has been scary, man. You know, my body was doing some crazy shit. I couldn't eat. I couldn't really sleep. I was scared. I was scared I was lost. Like, I was scared I wasn't coming back. And it's almost difficult to recollect now what happened, because my brain's trying to just block it out and keep moving forward, which is obviously a good thing, but I always feel like I'm running away from something. I'm running away. I can't sit still. I can't finish things, you know? I can't be. And that sense of running, it just feeds, it's part of this anxiety, it's part of this restlessness. And so this here is about me creating space for myself to explore this. And instead of trying to pretend it's not there or hide it, you know, and just be, you know, kind of trying to minimize it and just achieve things and live and just being, instead of just ignoring it or trying to, yeah, obscure it, actually just addressing it head on, formally with myself. You know, my biggest fear is that I'll always be one of those people who have the potential to do something good or great or fuck great. I just, who had the potential to make something real, to do something real and brave, and never kind of got there. So I want to get to the bottom of this. I've been reading, let me get the book actually. I've been reading about a model of psychiatry, or a model of therapy called Internal Family Systems, IFS. It's pretty well known, but it's basically this guy called Richard Schwartz, who is a psychotherapist, and over his decades of experience kind of developed a new model of approaching psychiatry. And I actually don't know of the difference between psychiatry and psychotherapy, but what is he? I don't know. One of the two, anyway. Anyway, that's not the point. Basically, the internal family system thing, and the book I'm reading is called No Bad Parts, is the idea that we aren't just one mind, you know, one voice in our head, but actually we're comprised of these core parts of ourselves that, you know, have different personalities or different objectives. They're trying to protect us, they're trying to keep us safe, or they were, you know, traumatized at a certain point in time in your life, or these kind of core wounds or core beliefs that affect how we just make decisions or affect how we go about our lives. And I guess what really struck me about this model is, instead of kind of really trying to run away from the parts of my life, my experience that make me uncomfortable or I find difficult to confront, actually really bringing them into the fold and realizing that these are parts of myself that I've neglected to give space, you know, neglected to get to know and be curious of and understand. And that in that running, constant running from these self-made demons, that's the problem. And, you know, really, for me, a lot of the stuff is in my head. Like, mental health is political, right? How we grew up, the resources we have access to, our religion, race, gender, sexuality, all of these things impact the way you move through the world. And as it goes, I have it pretty easy. I'm white, I'm middle class, I have access to a lot of things that give me safety in my material life, yet there are certain, you know, experiences in childhood. And I mean, look, obviously everyone's got their shit, but I think what I'm trying to get at here is I think I can change these things. These are things about my life that I actually have control over, and they're to do with me in my own head, in how I'm speaking about my life and how I'm living my life. And I don't want to live my life terrified anymore, because it could all go tomorrow. And I want to bring home these parts of me that I've left out in the cold. So, yeah, that's where we're starting, basically. And I'm just getting back to solid ground. Yeah. Right, I think I'm gonna leave it there. I'm glad I hit record. I just want to keep up this commitment to myself to show up each week and hit record. You know, if nothing else, just that. And instead of trying to create some whole big thing that has arms and legs before it's even off the ground, just creating space to talk and to explore and to let things out a bit, and allowing something to have a cumulative effect instead. Like, my issue is I try and big things up and do a lot of the talking, a lot of the planning, a lot of the pitching before I've even started. And then by the time, you know, that comes around, I've freaked myself out or something's happened and I'm capsizing my own ship, you know? So I'm just not doing that this time. I'm just going to sit here once a week, hit record, and let something unfold. And if nothing else, just have a bit of an archive of my own recovery in this time. You know, I guess as I get a little bit more confident in my stability, I'll talk more about my mental health and kind of finding a sense of stability again. But honestly, it's like I just need to look forward each day and not think back too much, because otherwise it gets a bit scary and a bit dark, you know, and I just don't want to move backwards. But yeah, it's a journey. All right, we'll leave it there for today.